the Ramban, you know, believing Zaya Onesh Hashmonoim, they were Chasidei Elyon, Vil Malahim Nishtach Torah Mitzvos Yisrael, you know, Vafal Pichinen Shonesh Gadalat Shegia, Lekoman Da'amar Mibes Hashmonoi Kasina Avdahu, because they were, as the Ramban says, Mesir Hashavid Vemachokek Legamre, Pasuk of Lo Yasser Shevet Mihuda Mechokek Mibain Raglov, understood to be, you know, an Isser Muchlad. So it's important to think about the Ran. The Ran who lived from 1320 to 1380. The Ramban from 1194 to 1270. In some ways, he's the last of the Mohicans, the golden age of Chachmei Sfarad, the Ramban. And of course, then we have the Rashba and the Ra'ah and the Ritva. So, the next generation down is really the Ran. So anytime the Ran does not go in the Kivun of the Ramban, like, it's more noteworthy, right? It's like very interesting in that way. And here he goes in a completely different direction, both on principle and on application. So on principle is, you know, do you believe that there's an Isser of Lo Yasser Shevet Yehuda Mechokim in Raglav? So the Ramban obviously did. The Rambam didn't really. The Rambam thought there was an issue there because of the question of Yerusha. That once Yeremana is HaMelech, so it's Yerusha Lo Levana, but it's not different than any other Yerusha. So, you know, that was the Ravid's whole, kerfuffle with him. He's like, well, if it's really Yerusha, so like, I don't understand how you could say, you know, Achlo Kol Ayamim is going to neutralize that, but, you know, there, as we said, the Rambam says it's not like a standard Yerusha, because it's subject to, you know, the Navi, you know, and that's true in both directions, because, you know, we talked about, you know, Malchus Beis David is Yerusha only Labanavak Sherim. Was everybody a kosher? You know, far, far, far from it. But again, there was that, Ilan, remember that, what was the Havtacha in the other direction? This is the Havtacha positive sense. Well, that's Yeravim. That's Havtach in the negative sense. But Havtach in the positive sense is V'chazdi lo afir me'imo. Okay, so the Ran disagrees with the Ramban. You know, you could say is his great-great-grand Rebbe, you know, both on principle and on application. So first on principle, Adar chazom Ramban v'divrei temahim. Shemkin lo nishlum ha-havtachas Yaakov v'zev, av v'shayu on shem ha-mesir ha-mishala, even though you can punish the people who did this, I don't understand. You know, you can punish the Chashmonaim all you want, you know, but if Yaakov Avinu was Mavtiach, this Lo Yasser Shem Yehuda Mechokek Miben Raglav, and it didn't come true, so then that's also, that's a problem for Yaakov Avinu. So what's he already giving away? Then he understands this as a Havtacha, right? And clearly not in the classic sense, a law. Is that pasuk in a mitzvah? V'lo azar l'boyim av havdam az haidiyah mimasha yikra v'yimamochem Yisrael over malzeh k'var nizbat l'havtocha zoz bitul ra v'lo nizkaim avrak mi'david ushlomo v'lodati aparashas az remes chol shevet v'shevet mashi yikrenus. Again, it's not, there's no azara, but it's just a havtocha. And again, it was meant to be kept within a certain time frame. It wasn't meant, you know, in all generations. V'lo yosar shevet yudem michokim ben raglov, he says, Bimei David u Shlomo. V'chem Yehuda yidaber l'adera chodo. Tach avram l'yosher shevim Yehuda. Kolomar, im sheyachtum l'acheha adayin lo yagi onsham shetisalik v'tasar mehem amlucha l'garmei. There can be temporary, issues in terms of Malchus Beis David, but it's never going to be completely lost. Yenei koi mei bayis rishon, and, you know, hayu melachim b'Yehuda v'lo sar mehem amishala all the way from David HaMelech until, who was the last them? Tzidkiyahu. Right. Okay, Tzidkiyahu is like a relevant figure because, you know, what we'll talk about tomorrow is that sort of like that militaristic tendency. So Ephraim, what was like Yirmiyahu's basic message to Tzidkiyahu?
He says,
take it easy, right? Like, you know, stop making this about power, right? And Tzidkiyahu is listening?
No.
No, not so good. Right, okay, so here's the application issue. So that was the principle issue of, you know, Lo Yasser Shem Yehuda Mechokim in Raglav is a Havtacha. That, you know, Yehuda will always be the Shevet of Malchus. You know, it starts with taking responsibility. Tzadka Mimeni continues on from there. And then what about the applications? Like, even if I could agree to the, you know, general notion that there was a law involved here of Lo Yasser Shevet Yehuda Mechokim Ben Raglav, it could only be expressed, you know, with respect to somebody who was actually, you know, a melech. So if you take a look here, this is the, again, we're in the drushes around Drush HaShavis. He goes on to say the following. He says, this is a misreading you know, of history and of geopolitics. And here's a great, you know, just as Dr. Prager comes in, this is a great example of how, you know, halacha is predicated, just like halacha is predicated on medical reality, you know, what's a chol mesukan and what's a chol shena mesukan, just like halacha is predicated on sociological reality, you know, if you have, you know, tzedukim around, so then you're going to be worried about taro mesamin, and we study that with the Aseres Adibros. So halacha is also predicated on geopolitical reality. Not to say that halacha changes in response to that, but halacha is always intertwined in this world in a certain fact pattern. Is of what's the mitzias, and then you can paskin. So the Ran says it's a misreading of the mitzias of what the second commonwealth was all about. So the Ran says the following. Again, this is the eighth source, the second paragraph. Ve'enu malchi chashmonoi ozakush yakal ki lo yavtucha kasa v'yehuda. So again, that's a return to the first point. But again, what's the Ran's reading of the geopolitics of Bayesheni?
They were vassals.
Yeah, exactly. You can't talk about, you know, somebody having the status of a melech if they're, you know, looking over their shoulder left and right, you know. So again, that's a very important comment to the Ran, because when you talk about somebody who has, you know, parliamentary checks and balances, somebody's got to, you know, look to the judiciary, somebody's got to look to, you know, again, the legislature. So that's not, by definition, a melech, right? A melech is shetehei emaso alecha, that the man is, you know, going to be poreitz derech, and, you know, there's nothing really that's going to stop him in terms of, you know, a human authority. And that's a very important principle. So he says, you know, what you think during Bayis Sheni, we achieved degrees of sovereignty that were independent of the geopolitical powers of the day. You know, again, initially it was Yavan, then Paras Umadai, and, you know, Rome, of course. And so he says to say that this would be some kind of a usurpation of Malchus Yehuda is a fundamental mischaracterization, right, not just of the Pasuk, but also of Malchus, of what Malchus actually means. And of course, there's dramatic implications in terms of, you know, how we think about, you know, today, who has the status of a Melech. And there was recently, you know, a Hanukkah party where somebody made a, you know, a bracha, prominent rabbi, you know, made a bracha over the President of the United States, you know, the bracha that's usually reserved, you know, for a Melech, Asher Chalaka Mikvodo Levasar Vadam. And that is a very questionable practice, you know, in terms of, you know, attributing the status of a melech to somebody. Now, again, you know, I would be machmer in terms of chilku kavod malchus, but in terms of hilchos brachos, I'm not so sure, you know, because, again, what the Ran is talking about here is somebody that has a limited authority on the basis of whatever the government structure is. And, you know, you could talk about, you know, after the Magna Carta, what's the status of the King of England? You know, it's a legitimate question that needs to be asked. So, again, you know, when the halacha thought about the melech, the halacha considers somebody with, you know, enormous, enormous power, and probably not somebody in a republic, or, you know, where, again, there are very strong checks and balances. That's something that, of course, is going to have implications, not just in terms of the halachos of lo yaser shevim yehuda mechokek v'bein raglav, but that's going to have implications, you know, far beyond this area, you know, even and including hilchos brachos. Again, de v'tara niyem v'komem ha'shirim makom acher. These ideas cut across kol ha'tara kula. So that would be the approach of the Ran. I doubt he would, you know, accede to the idea of making a bracha, you know, asher chalak mikvod le'basar v'adam on a President of the United States, no matter what party the person came from.